This is Generation Swap. While the world talks about a generation gap,
we talk about generational connection. Our guests, we call them swap mates, discuss goals, passions, and values, helping each other figure out life.
Keep listening for more. Hello and welcome. I'm Gary Eberle, Professor Emeritus of English at Aquinas College.
And I'm Cindy Camp, a sometime adjunct at Aquinas.
And we are your hosts today for this podcast, featuring swap mates Cindy Ritter and Abby Kozel. Generation Swap is an intergenerational learning program at Aquinas College, in which we pair traditional-aged Aquinas College students and students from the college's Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, OLLI. OLLI students are aged 55 and older, with an average age of 73, and the younger students are aged 20 to 22. This year, we've been exploring how relationships can develop between and across generations. Each month, all our swapmate participants would meet as a larger group to discuss general topics of interest, and then each set of partners would also meet at least once between the group meetings to talk about or do anything they pleased. We hope to learn some things in the process about communication, relationships, and especially about relationships between the generations. Today, we'll hear from Cindy Ritter and Abby Kozel, who've been meeting together for the past 9 months, both individually and with our whole group of swapmates. So, Cindy and Abby, welcome.
Thank you.
To start, we last fall began our Getting to Know You experiment with some icebreakers, at which we all met each other for the first time. And at that time, we got first impressions of our swapmates. Do you, first of all, introduce yourselves at who you are and maybe your age, and remember your first impression of one another?
So I'm Abby Kozel. I'm a senior here at Aquinas. I just turned 21 a few weeks ago. Yeah, very exciting. My first impression of Cindy is she's very warm and welcoming. And during our first initial conversation, you could tell she really cared a lot about the people in her life. She was very focused on her family and friends and just the relationships that she had with people. And I think that's like a great first impression for someone.
Cindy.
So what she said is the way I felt about Abby when I met her too. She was very open. And we did a lot of sharing of our families. So when she talks about my family, I also heard a lot about her wonderful family and how close she is to them. And she seemed very focused on what she wanted from these last few months at Aquinas. And in her life, that she had various thoughts on where she wanted to go from this point. So it's been all good and fun.
And if you don't mind sharing your
age
yes. with us.
I'm 80.
80, okay.
Yes.
Listener, she wears it really well.
Well, so a 50 plus and nearly 60 year gap between you, and that's great.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've both learned a lot about each other. And I'm curious, during our monthly meetings, we did a variety of things, and we talked about different themes. As Gary mentioned, certainly relationships was a big focus, but we also talked about happiness and civic engagement. We did some activities. Just wondering what stands out for each of you when you think back over the last 8 months and the meetings that we had.
I think one of my favorite meetings was when we did our like little speed dating. Because that was a great way to learn more about the other like pairs in our program, because I'm meeting like with Cindy pretty consistently, but I don't get to hear a lot from everybody else until we come back for those monthly meetings. And I think that's really helpful with insight on other areas of our lives. I think jobs and finances were the main one we talked about during that, but that was pretty cool just to see everybody come together and share different thoughts and get different experiences.
For the listeners, could you just give us a 10-second recap of what speed dating was in that context? We had 16 participants or so, 8 pairs that day, and what did you do?
So basically, us mentees, so the younger folks, I guess, We would move around from like pair to pair or from person to person about every 3 minutes. And there would be a topic on the board about either finances or jobs, like what recommendations do you have for like getting your first job? Tell us about like an interview story you had. And we would sit for those 3 minutes while our Ollie swap mates would talk about their personal experiences with said topic.
And I also liked that session the best. And it was fun to share because Abby has heard some of my stories when we've gone out to lunch, but it was fun to have new faces that I could talk about, you know, my job interviews and the successes and the not so much success in certain areas of school and getting a job after graduation and throughout my life. And it was fun to hear where the other mentees that were in the class, where their focus was and where they were going and hoping after graduation. And it was just a great wide variety of areas, but yet it seemed that the things that we as the older part of the swap mate, that we had something to share no matter what the occupation or hope that the younger ones had. We could find something in our lives to add to it or suggest something. So it was very fun.
Anything surprise you on either end of that day? Careers you were surprised to find your partners had or questions they had?
Well, for me, I think my favorite experience was when we came back as a group and we were sharing like surprising things that we had discovered. And I hadn't known that Cindy on one of her job interviews had pulled out finger puppets, and her use of finger puppets in said job interview got her the job. So,
can I ask what the job was for?
A first grade teacher.
Oh, first grade teacher.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes.
So it wasn't like accountant or anything.
No,
okay.
No. But my thought was to people, be ready with something unusual, just in case you have some wacky question thrown at you.
That's such a good piece of advice, because I think all of us know in an interview, you want to leave them with something memorable about you, something that they can go, oh, of all the people we talked to, I remember her. Cindy,
good memory.
So yeah, right, positive memories. So Cindy, you were a teacher, and did you do other kinds of work?
Yes, I started out as a dental hygienist, and I did that for 25 years. When I was 42, I went to a seminar where someone said, if you want to change professions, it's difficult after the age of 47. So I knew, because I was working full-time and I had my 5 sons, that it would probably take me 5 years to finish. So I bit the bullet and did it, and ended up graduating from Aquinas. And so I finished my dental hygiene work in 1991 when I graduated and got my teaching for 15 years in first grade.
In first grade.
Mm-hmm. So you were juggling a lot. You had 5 children, a job, and getting a teaching degree.
There were 4 of us in college at the same time.
Wow.
But they were like at Michigan State and Western, and so they'd come home on the weekends, and I'd be still sitting at the kitchen table doing homework. And then they'd go, Mom, you are not having as much fun as we are.
That is great. Boy, 4 people in college and 1 home at the same time.
Yeah. So I'm curious, Abby, when you hear people our age say things like, oh, and then for 25 years I did this. Does that seem like a long number to you? Like, you're just going to be starting some career.
Yeah, that's actually something I've been thinking about for a while now, especially with graduation coming up. Because for me, there are just so many things that I want to do with my life that it's hard to be like, oh, I want to do this one job and I want this to last for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, just because there's just so much out there and I can't really see myself sticking to one thing for that long. So even being able to find like that commitment to stick to one job that you really love is just, that's incredible to me.
Okay. What about, what is your major? You're graduating in a few weeks, couple weeks?
Yeah. I'm an English major with a writing emphasis, and I'm minoring in studio arts. So that's basically just a combination of all the fine arts, I guess, mm-hmm. at Aquinas.
And if you were, I'm curious if you're thinking about where you'd start, you know, hopefully with career and where you might find yourself in 25 years, like sort of your dream job maybe down the road.
For me, I want to find something that allows me to combine like my art with my writing. So maybe in the field of like graphic novels or like writing for like TV shows, somewhere along that line. But there's just so, like I said earlier, I mean, there's so much I can do in either field. Like English, like everybody needs a writer somewhere. There's always going to be a need for art. So it's just hard being able to like narrow it down and say, okay, this is the exact pathway I want to take when I want to do so many things at once.
Well, and writers can have that flexibility too.
Yeah.
Once you've got that skill.
I want to ask Cindy a question because I know those of you who are sort of mentors, the folks who've retired are taking classes and have participated in this project. You know, you're in that second half of life, and many people report that in the second half of life, things shift. There's social science research that shows that we're better at listening to our own internal voice in that stage of life. When we're younger, like Abby, maybe we're more tuned into what others are telling us. So I'm just wondering, Cindy, if you in some ways have been able to shift in becoming more true to yourself in this second stage of life.
Well, I think I'm becoming more verbal than I was. When I think of myself in kindergarten, I would hide behind the piano during music and everything. And I was pretty quiet through my earlier years. But now I'm okay with talking out and expressing my beliefs, my convictions, my opinions, you know, wide variety, my faith, my political views, my life experiences as a mother, teacher, grandmother. So I feel like I have probably gained wisdom that I can project to other people if it's the right situation, and I feel they'd be open to it.
Yeah, and what about a piece of wisdom that you would share with Abby? Anything that you would say is something you've learned along the way that might be helpful?
Abby and I, during our lunches, I probably have said something to her. Then I know when she was talking about the graphic novel and the writing, that it made me, when I was either reading or seeing something on the computer that had to do with writing, like a writer would say, these are my best thoughts, that sometimes I think that I sent her the text or said, think about this while, you know, when you start that first big book for children or adults. She has such a wide range of talents, and she hasn't even talked about her acting skills, but she has a bright future and a lot of openings in a lot of areas. And so anyway, I'm anxious to see where she goes after May.
And that's really one of our hopes, is that there's a lot of cheerleading that goes on in this program, a lot of good listening and mutual kind of idea sharing, but also that role of just cheering someone on. And yeah, it sounds, Cindy, like you're very excited for Abby's future.
Yeah, building trust across generations was part of our goal as well. Did you discover anything about each other's generation as we interacted with our group over the years? Things that surprised you, things you found the same?
I think I found that, at least for older generations, when they're first starting, you know, like life after high school and getting a career, that career options were pretty like limited for them, especially when we talked about this in like the larger groups, when we asked, okay, like what do you guys do for a profession? And many of them said that they were teachers, because that was like the one pathway that they could get into.
And you're speaking about women specifically.
Yeah,
right?
Women specifically. Yeah. And now, I mean, just seeing among the people who are my age, seeing how many like different majors there are in the program, and just like a variety of interests. And like, I guess the options are pretty like endless now. So being able to actually, I mean, even like Cindy did, like being able to have that major career change in the later half of your life, because like that's an option for you now, is really like inspiring, I guess. And it's very helpful to me because I know, okay, if I decide I'm going to start in this job and I'm going to stick it out for however many years, that there's always a chance to change and there's always going to be another opportunity, and I'm not limited by that.
In fact, maybe the other end is too many options.
Yeah.
And like you were saying earlier, I could go anywhere, do anything, and whatever. And having that many choices can be problematic too. But if you're creative and responsive, it should work out.
Cindy, what did you learn about the students that were part of the group, or Abby specifically?
Well, to be honest, you know, I've got 25 grandchildren between my blend step and regular. So Abby's like a grandchild, you know. She's in the same age group as several of mine, and we're all pretty close. So when she talks about having all these options, I've seen it. I've seen it happen with my own. And so it's, yes, you can. It's a wide open world for opportunity and a variety of jobs or occupations or careers or whatever. And you're right, if it doesn't work out, change.
It sounds like great advice. Wondering, each of you, what would you see as the deepest value of intergenerational or co-generational relationships like the ones we've developed?
I think just sharing our experiences. I've probably said things to Abby that maybe she had not experienced in her life. And she has introduced me to a couple biggies in mine.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes, I am going to give you one. Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah. So I have never been to a Shakespearean play in my life. And soon after I met Abby, she told me, well, we're having one at Circle Theater. So I went, and it was so great to watch her perform, but watch the other students here from Aquinas and the story. And, you know, I think I had to read The Merchant of Venice in high school, and that's the closest I got to anything Shakespearean. So that opened up a whole new world for me to see it in full living color. And then a couple weeks ago, she took me over to the art building where some of the art that she has done herself was displayed, along with the artwork of other students that go to Aquinas. And, you know, art was not high on my class. None of my classes were really art. So it was just so great to see all the different varieties, the pottery, the paintings, the penciled artwork. And so anyway, she has certainly broadened my perspective of life.
And multi-talented.
Yes, for sure.
And better late than never. So you could have another career as a potter.
Oh, I don't think so.
Abby, what's your perspective on co-generational relationships?
For me, I think this program is especially important because we do have like those intergenerational relationships, you know, within our family. Like we have our parents and our grandparents, and they can definitely give us advice as to like what it was like growing up for them. But I think it also helps to have that distance away from your family, just because when I met Cindy, like Cindy and I didn't know each other like very well right off the bat. Like you have to take that time to build that relationship, and that helps a lot in getting like an outsider's perspective versus your family being like, just go and do what you want to do, like do what you love doing. But having somebody who has already gone through that experience, who doesn't know you, can give you some like an opinion that's not biased. And it's also just good because they are going to have a different upbringing too compared to like your grandparents. So having not only like the different generation perspective, but the different maybe like cultural or religious or just like how you were brought up perspective, I think can definitely impact your opinion and your viewpoint on the world.
And learning, I think one of the most important lessons is learning you can have relationship and friendship across large gaps in age mm-hmm. and other differences, right? And that's an important learning experience.
Any closing thoughts from either of you?
If you could recommend this to a next generation of students next year and Ollie students, what would you say? Why should they do this?
Because you'll love it. I mean, it's just so fun to, well, not only to meet someone who is not anywhere near your age, but to hear their dreams and their accomplishments. And it's just really an uplifting, fun time.
Abby, would you recommend this experience for next year's regular age Aquinas students?
Oh yeah, I definitely would. Like, I absolutely love having this as a part of TRIO, just because it's such a good opportunity to like get advice from other people and to meet new people in general. I mean, not only have I met Cindy, I've met you guys, I've met all the other like Ollie Swap folks, and that's just been great hearing like so many different perspectives and just getting to know everyone. And it really validates you and your own like, not even like worries, but your own like thoughts about the future, knowing, okay, there's people who have come before me who have lived through all of this before. So I'm on the right track and I have people behind me who are going to support me for whatever comes next.
Well, very good. I'm glad you both had a very good experience this year.
We were delighted that you were part of the program. This is the first time we've made it a two semester. So, you know, eight, nine months together. Sounds like you've gotten to really build a beautiful relationship, and we're delighted that you were involved.
Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Generation Swap is a production of the Aquinas College Advantage Center. You can find our show wherever you get your podcasts or at generationswap.com. Our career and connections expert is Dr. Dana Hebriard. Our producer is John Griffin. I'm Cindy Camp, Generation Swap creator. Thank you for spending time with us today. We're looking forward to swapping stories with you again soon.